have a look at her here before having a good go at her in the Coolmore second up. So Savatiano for me here, race 7 at number 10.
$6 before the tab early bird specials. The last of your trio, Brad, is in the Parramatta Cup.
Yeah, Tangled for me. It's a very interesting market at the moment because when tab first opened, I think there was 440 across three runners. So they're having a little bit of trouble separating them. I think Tangled is the bet in the race. There's no denying that he was very plain there last start at Warwick Farm, but he has a bit of a history of doing that before bouncing back. You look at his last preparation, he ran a long last in the Randwick Guinea second up before then finishing close up to D'Argento out to 2,000 metres in the Rosehill Guineas. He seems to really come into his own once he gets out to this distance range, to the 1,900 metres here, right up his alley. His first up run behind Tom Melbourne confirmed that he's come back in really good order. I think this is a perfect race for him, 53 on his back. And there's a couple of queries around a lot of the runners here. Semidoubt is one of those that's hard in the market, hasn't really fight over this trip in the past, never had a crack at it. Gresham is another query over the trip. And then up the top, there's a lot of resuming stays with much bigger targets over a lot further over the autumn. So he does have his convictions. I do admit that. 2 wins from 19 starts, but he certainly won't get a better chance than to win race number 3 here, race 8, number 11, Tangled.
Currently at $4.60 and joint favourite with Samadout at the moment. Simon, obviously the last of yours is in race 9.
Yeah, hoping it's a lucky last, Andrew. Keen on one down in the weights, Jungle Eyes from the Brad Widdop stable. Just think he brings really good form into this race. He was only narrowly beaten at the course and distance behind Bonamy two back, and then did a good job beating Say Stella at Randwick over the 1,100 metres last start. He's since kept fresh, 28 days between runs, and a nice soft trial behind Dyslexic there. Didn't sport the blinkers in the trial, obviously wears them on race day, and just think he gets the perfect spot there for Corey Brown. He returned a new career peak last start at Randwick, and I think if he can repeat that level of performance on Saturday, looks a great each way bet in the last. Race 9, number 14.
And at the moment, $6 for the Brad Widdup train Jungleized. So running through them, Simon Donopoulos, 3.10 Coterie, 6.4 So Taken, 9.14 Jungleized. And for Brad Gray, it's 3.10 Coterie, 7.10 Savatiano, and 8.11 Tangled. You've had all their current prices, but repeating the tab, early bird specials kick in at midday today. Good on you, Simon. We'll chat tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Donopoulos and Brad, you'll have plenty of info. We'll just monitor this track. Just a heavy 8 at this stage and maybe just a shot, an odd shower or two through the day.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that because, as we know, it's not really sunny at the moment in Sydney. No. So there's every chance that it certainly stays in that rain. So if punters are doing their form this afternoon, certainly do it for a bit of cut out of the track.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, Sally Snow from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering Team that set up all the prices and the form is with us. Morning to you, Sally.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. We've just in the heavy eight, as we've just been discussing. Where do you go?
Look, I think we've got to go to race 2, number 3, Tassort. I think this horse is getting out to a backable price now, especially when TAB customers can launch into the early bird special at 12 p.m. There's just been such a spruik around for Reddy and McLaren. They've both been really solid in the market. And as I said, I think this is going to get out to definitely backable odds. And this is just a very smart two-year-old and definitely deserves a slip of favouritism. It's put in the performance of the season, I think, in its only start in November when he just sat off the pace and just showed a brilliant acceleration to win in really smart time. And the recent trial seems to have a few knockers out there because it was in slow time, but it really only did what it needed to do, and I think he did it very easily. And come tomorrow, I think McDonald can be where he wants to be from gate 3, and I think he'll just be winning.
Okay, so right now it's $1.75, but it might get a little kick at midday?
Yeah, definitely a little roll or two because come midday, and I'd say that's the time to back it.
Yep, to sort. All right, that's race 2, number 3, and where's your other one?
In race 5, number 6, Vega Days. Look, the more I look at this Hobartville Stakes, I think the autumn sun here, the Broom Horse, could be a little bit too short. I'm convinced the 1,400 is probably well short of what its best distance is, and its recent trials have probably indicated that too. You know, plus his only defeat was first up last campaign. So I think it could be a little bit vulnerable tomorrow. I think Vega Days, on the other hand, is a horse that's flying and probably a little bit underrated. It put together 3 straight wins now, and it's just improving each time. This is a step up again tomorrow, but it looks to get a great run on the pace, and I think it's going to be really hard to catch here. I also want to make mention of down the bottom, the Bolter in the field, number 9, Rancho Notorious. it's had absolutely no luck in all three runs this preparation, and I think it definitely has more ability than what the form says, and I think it can run a very good race at big odds.
Okay, so that's Rancho Notorious there for Jason Coyle. And Vega Days at the moment is $5.50 before the early bird specials. So 2, 3 and 5, 6 are the ones there for Rose Hill for Sally Snow. Have a good weekend.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you. Sally Snow there from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. And as we've mentioned, the early birds kick in at midday. Repeating those Blue Diamond horses, Shopmaker and Lovely Gabby have been given the tick to run tomorrow. They've passed fit this morning and will both line up in the Blue Diamond. Damien Thornton has been booked in the last 15 minutes to ride Gamekeeper, with Baron Vorster not getting a visa in time to ride at Caulfield tomorrow. So Damien Thornton rides Gamekeeper in the Blue Diamond. That's it for the news hour of Racing HQ. Full preview coming up for all of the leading New South Wales racing after our news.
This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. There's fears that diplomatic tensions with China could be having an impact on Australia's second largest export. The Aussie dollar slumped by 1% yesterday following revelations a major Chinese port had banned imports of our coal. Thousands of musicians, fans and industry figures gathered in Sydney's Hyde Park yesterday to protest the New South Wales government live music regulations. Critics argue the government's guidelines for music festival organisers are unfair. And the New South Wales unemployment rate has hit a record low of 3.9%. It's the lowest rate since records began in February 1978. In sports news, Robert Jennings trained with the Rabbitohs yesterday morning in Redfern, but by the afternoon he was west in Concord and a West Tiger signing a new two-year deal. Greg Inglis says he won't oppose any changes to the behaviour policy as a potential showdown looms between the NRL and the Players Association, and it would appear sadly that Nick Kyrgios is back to his bad boy ways after he hurled abuse at fans during his three-set loss to Radu Albot at the Delray Beach Open. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are ready for launch on Sky Sports Radio. It all blasts off Sunday at Hawkesbury with the grand final at Randwick on April 13. Hawkesbury tips Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade on Sunday, March 3. To be held at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceed and Excel, Written Tycoon, Savabil, I'm Invincible and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy entertainment from Damien Knoll. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Sunday, March 3 from 10:30 a.m. RSVP at derbyracing.com or call 0246 480998.
AFL 333244.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing this Blue Diamond Stakes Day, TAB's got you covered. Place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Caulfield, Rose Hill and Eagle Farm. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio has the best start to the biggest day of the week in racing. Duffersea, Dinopolis and Joyce will be previewing Hobart Bill Stakes Day at Rose Hill, with Lester and Hunter on Caulfield's Blue Diamond. Racing HQ from 6:30 Saturday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove at 13 past 10. We've got racing today at Scone and the CEO, Heath Courtney, with me. Morning, Heath.
Morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm good. There was a little bit of rain, about 38 mil, according to Robert Thompson, around Cessnock yesterday. Did you get any rain?
Unfortunately, no, mate.
He was worried.
Quite blustery conditions, mate. We had a couple of little showers float through and all that, but no, all but nothing.
Right, so how's the track today, Heath?
Mate, it's in the best condition we've probably had it in 6 months, Sean. She's a good four, rail out three the entire, mate. So, yeah, we've been fortunate enough to tap in a bit of town water over the last month, mate, and the track's in fine fettle.
All right. The rail, what have you done with that today?
Yeah, so we're out 3 metres the entire, mate.
All right, 3 the entire. And you've been blessed with a bit of town water. That would be a big help for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've tapped in an old town well, mate, with a great assistance from the council up here during these hard times. So, yeah, to get a bit of good clean water and, yeah, some even coverage has been a godsend. So, yeah, it should present a lot better on television and race accordingly as well, Sean.
Is the old well reliable? Does it look like it's got good flow?
It does, mate. Yeah, we've been hooked into it now for nearly a month, mate, and only turned it off a couple of times just due to the heat and the equipment down there, and it's just kept up. No worries at all, mate. So, yeah, it's a well that used to supply the whole town. So, fortunately, all signs are good at the moment.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Heath. Good luck there today.
Thanks very much for your time.
Heath Courtney at Scone. Gary Harley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Sean. Let's get on with it. We're late.
All right, the first one, Magic Charlie, 280, 24 Jackson, 5, 3 Aveline, 550. Will Schema, 325, Stone, 11, 6 The Mighty Stalk, 26, 7 at the Glenburn, 151, 8 First Pirouette, 51, 9 10 Out, 11 Prince Silence, 151, 12 Snell, 12, and 13 She's Independent, 81. Favourite, 281, Magic Charlie.
He's had his chances, Sean, but I think today's the day. He's had 3 placings from 3 starts. Just beaten a Port Macquarie the other day. He had the chance. He hit the front at the 200, and the other horse got him about 70 metres out, and he only just missed. But he's a very honest horse. The mile around Scone will suit him. He's raced well here before. Chris Lees has got him. Give O'Rice, good barrier. He'll do me. Number 4, Schema's close to a win. Good second at Cessnock last start. Number 2, Fort Jackson. He was placed first up at where he's trained, and then he ran fourth the other day at Dubbo. He made good ground. He's been a little bit of a disappointment, but he's got some hope. At number 3, Aveline, 1, 4, 2, and 3.
Race 2, 1 Modern Family, 71, 2 Mr. PK, 8, 3 Son of a Dun, 550, 4 Diplomatic Grace, 126, 5 out, 6 High Flight, $9, 7 Ticklish Dates, 19, 8 Time and Rasse, 51, number 9 Artie Farty, 26, 10 Lonely Heart, 260, 11 Miss Eperetto is 440, 12 Pervenche, 750, and 13 Philip Out, 101, 260 favourite, 10 Lonely Heart.
Best bet of the day, Lonely Heart. Time for filly of John Ramsey. It was a brilliant trial the other day at Musselbrook, and it beat Aradula and beat it easily. I think it was trained in Sydney before. John's father owned Stewie Brennan. He don't own. He is in the ownership, sorry. It did run third one day on the Kenzo behind a million dreams, beaten half a length. Had it win this and win it easily. And you'd have to think that she's going very well the one way she won that trial. Robert Thompson with 2 or 3 rides today for Johnny Ramsey. This has gone okay, and I think she can win. Number 11, Miss Eperetto. I liked her run the other day. It's just stopped. She really hit the line for Jason Beamer. She's ready to win, certainly. Whether she can beat the other one, I doubt it, but she'll give you a good sight. Number 6, High Flight. Bit of an enigma. Tails off at times and runs on. Can do a lot wrong, but first up the day after a trial in which it got a mile back and made up ground. And number 3, Son of a Dun. 10 the best of it, 11.63.
Third event, one out, 2 A to B is $6. Number 3, Dance Cavern, 126. 4 High Court, 26. 5 Rothman, 5. 6 Cervelloni is 9.50. Number 7, Chrysler, 13. 8 Dreamy of Gold, 19. 9 Fritz's Factor, 3 even. 10 Alvera, 21. 11. Better Boy, 550, 12 out, 13, Telesilla, 126, 14, Timid, 12, and 15, Glen Time, 151. 3 even for 9, Fritz's Factor.
Yeah, it'll be hard to beat, but I think Rossman's got a good idea. It went to Brisbane and ran on the Gold Coast last start, got beat just over a length, got above at the start, 3 wide, no cover for the 800, then 3 wide again outside the leader on the home turn. Hit the front at the 200, but it had done too much work. It run third at Newman prior to that. It was placed behind Witherspoon at Newcastle in a 900 back in June. I think it's really good value there. Andrew Gibbons got some lovely rides. Number 9, will be able to beat Pritchard Stacker. Rod Northern took it to Walker for the big maiden. Then up there, it ended up running 5th. It was 3 deep with no cover and no luck from the 1,000 there. Wonder hang a bit on the tight Walker track too, near the turn. Chase Somo, okay, got me to about 2.8. But it'll be a much, much better horse on the big track at Scone. Number 2, Ato, first starter of Brett Bartelli's Gia. Thought it trial good at Wyong recently. Drifted wide on the turn midfield. Never moved 1 inch, Bobby Alyssa. He's coming here to ride it today. Number 7, Chrysler. Trialled all right for Alan Denham. 5, 9, 2, and 7.
Race 4, 1 Daiquiri Last, 380. 2 Sunday Swindler, 26. 3 St Luke, 5. 4 Subway Surfer, 14. 5 Marfaz, 370. 6 Kravchenko, 6. 7 Bridie's Book, 7. 8 Handful of Aces, 51. 9 Mr Ross, 19. 10 Bellatrace, 17. 11 Burley Park, 101. Favourite 370, 5 Marfaz.
Daiquiri Last has got a good chance in a tough race. The run at Crindai the other day was good because the winner's pretty smart directory. We had a tearaway leader in that race. He was running second, Daiquiri, and she nearly hit the front or drew level with the leader in the straight, but directory come between them and run her down. The run here behind Albert Snow Pussy was very good. She only just got beat by Albert Snow Pussy that day, and, you know, back to Scone today. Each way chance, Mar Faz, won well 2 starts back. Was that here? Yes, it was. Then run 4th at Taree. Got to be a chance on that run. Number 3, St Luke. Found a bit of form last start when I run 2nd. And number 7, Bridie Brook, the Les Tilly, racing very well. 1, 5, 3, and 7.
The 5th one, Legarity, $4. 2 Dream Charge, 4. 3 Tornado of Souls, $4.60. 4 SCB, 19. 5 Miss Fisher, $3.50. 6 Arletta, $9. 7 out. 8 Squared, $12. 9 Motastic, 101. 10 Enjoyable, 26. 350 favourite, 5 Miss Fisher.
Miss Fisher's favourite, but I think Dream Charge could win. Oh, gee, this was a soft win last start at Cessnock. Chad Lever's riding it today, but at Cessnock, it cruised up in the straight over the 900 back on the 8th of January, and it was a very, very soft win. And racing okay prior to that, with a value. Barrier's okay. On the home track, think it'll run a big race. Miss Fisher will lead. Loves to lead, just hits the ground and runs. A long run home will test her. At 900 to go, McGarity's got a chance for Cody Nesta. It's last up second at Dubbo behind Lou Sheehan, was good enough to give it a big hope. And Tornado of Soul for Brett Cavan will be all the better for a first-up run. 2, 5, 1, and 3.
Race 6, 1 out. 2 Quick Nick, 360. 3 Bergdorf, 26. 4 Lit Up, $9. 5 Look C, 360. 6 Dreamy Dragon, 26. 7 Super Cyclone, 370. 8 Lawn Meat, 750. 9 Purely Royal, 15. Number 10 Balmain Girl, 61. 11 Anagami, 23. 12 Reddy's Queen, 81. 13 out. Equal favourites were 2 Quick Nick and 5 Look C, 360 each of 2.
I like Look C. Toyed with him in the Walker Maiden, the Rich Maiden, recently. Can do a few things wrong, but it's got a ton of talent. It's 2 seconds at Newcastle and Wyong back before Christmas were outstanding. It's a speed horse, but there's a lot of speed in the race. Quick Nick's got a ton of speed, and so is Super Cyclone. But I think Oxley may be able to lead him. But it's got, as I said, a ton of talent. Greg Ryan rides him well, and he'll jump and run and be very hard to beat. Quick Nick looked a bit disappointing to me at Tamworth, but it ran 3rd to Roman Typhoon in the Mont, first up after a brilliant trial. But it was a good race. Super Cyclone, it bolted in it. That's not hard for an easy trial win in town. Ewan Baker's got it. And number 4, Lit Up. There's a ton of speed here. 5, 2, 7, and 4.
Race 7, 1 Radiant Choice, 23. 2 Anchois, 280. 3 out, 4 Aragula, who's $5. Number 5, Valerie, 6. 6 Legend of Oz, $9. 7 Prince of Thebes, 13. 8 Red Liberty, 21. 9 Such a Hussy, 26. 10 Blinkin' Fast, 7. 11 Roy's Command, 23. 12 Rugen Brow, 23. 13 Wadiyama, 26. Favourite 280, number 2 Anchois.
I think it'll win Anchois, but I guess it's a good race. Terrific race. Anchois, since he has been with Cody Morgan, he's won three of his last four and run second in Randwick, what was a terrific run in the highway in between. People are going to say, well, will he run 1,300? I suppose that's the query. He bolted in here, it's going over 11. Second at Randwick over the 1,000. Bolted in at Quindai over 1,000. And won by 2.5 lengths at Musselbrook on Melbourne Cup Day over 1,000. But I went back this morning and had a look at his run over 1,300 at Dubbo in June. He runs fourth, got beat 3.5. He pulled his head off for 600 metres, pulled himself into the ground, and he was still making really good ground in the last 100 at the end of 1,300. I think he'll run it. He'll probably lead or be outside the leader, held up by Ben Looker. And what he does, he really kicks when they let him go and give him a dig in the ribs in the straight. I think he's a very good horse. Number 5, Valerie, pulled up lame the other day in town. He went ordinary. Did it want to improve a lot, but maybe that was the problem. Back on a track where it's trained and where it goes well. Legend of Oz is very close to a win. I know he's a gunner. When the horse was at him, he was gunner. He only won the one. And his runs for Cody Morgan have been very good. He'll get back and run on. And Aragula went terrific first up. It's got a great oath. 2, 5, 6, and 4.
The 8th, one night ride, $5. 2 Soul Secrets, $4.40. 3 Emanuela, 5. 4 Huey, 12. 5 Think Free, 360. 6 Blazing Issue, 15. 7 Kiva, 15. 8 Settled and Lift, 850. 9 Red Lily, 26. 10 Flying Bus, 34. 11 and 12 out. Favourite, 360. Number 5, Think Free.
Hard race, mate. Number of chances. I like Emanuela. I think she's easily the most progressive horse in the race, trained by Paul Massara. Now, she is an Animal Kingdom filly who was absolutely outstanding first up at Musselbrook, come from near last on the turn in a field of 14 and won me three lengths running away, and went after being slow out. Went to Crindai a couple of weeks back. Thought it was a good thing. She's parading in the yard, and she reared and flipped over and was a late scratching. So that was only a bit over a week ago, I think, last Friday. So Paul did tell us after the race, provided she was okay, she'd run at SCO today, which is what is happening. She'll love this late, this long straight. He is a very smart mare, or filly. She's taken no harm. I think she could win. Night ride trial, really good for Alan Denham. Nice horse. RT rides today. Winner on the track. Soul Secrets goes well for Cameron Crockett. And the favourite, Pink Three, wasn't allowed to do much in the trial. Won a race at Port Macquarie. I don't know. Is it a false favourite? We'll find out. By So You Think, carrying the Australian bloodstock colours. 3, 1, 2, and 5, mate.
All right, can you label one or two for us?
Only the one good thing. Race 2, number 10, Lonely Heart. Very, very strong meeting. What a class for a country meeting. And the main interest is in the preview of a prelude to the championship to be held at Tamworth on the 10th of March.
All right, terrific. We'll hear you through the day with the late mail, Gary.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Gary Harley, 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Two-year-olds from last year's Australian Easter yearling sale are already showing their dominance on the track.
Here comes the big filly, Loving Gabby over the top. I Am Immortal just in front of Shotmaker, and I Am Immortal once again. It's Catch Me taking the front, and they won't catch her. Catch Me by a length.
Session takes the front now and kicked away. Session goes back to back.
Don't miss out on the next crop of Australia's best yearlings. The Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 9 and 10, Riverside Stables, Sydney.
So you want to be a Sports Radio heads to the Southern Districts on Saturday for the Country Championships qualifier. First and second will qualify for the final at Randwick on April 6th. Catch the Albury Late Mail and all the action Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
Warrawee Needy.
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warrawee Needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters a horse has ever paced. Warrawee Needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean-legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain, which is very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
This Saturday night in Greyhound Racing, we're off to Bulleye for Group 2 action.
Major Wright and Black Forge have hit it locked together.
Who will take home the $40,000 in the final of the Cyril Road Gold Cup. Catch the full coverage on Sky Sports Radio.
29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio racing tonight. The meeting is at Canterbury. Mitch Manners with us. Morning, Mitch.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. The last of the Friday night installments. It's been a successful season once again, so we'll do it all again one more time tonight.
All right, now the first day tonight, take out a compatriot and number 12, Gina Lola.
11, Zoriana should be hard to beat at her second start tonight. She ran into Dawn Passage in a Saturday two-year-old race on debut. And the horse that ran second was Aussie, who came out and won yesterday at Hawkesbury. So I think it'll shape as a good form race, and it looks pretty hard to beat with the benefit of that race start under its belt. 7, Ballista was pretty good on debut itself, running second. Another one that'll improve with the race experience. She comes through a Gosford race, won by All Cylinders. And then I've got a couple of the first starters also another race experience in Mesmer, who's trialled up well, and 5, Paper Warrior from the first starter brigade, who in the field of, what have we got, 10 in the race, I've ended up with the 3 horses that have gone to the races, 11, 7, 4 and 5 in the first.
Second event, put out 1, Casanate, 2, Gates Hunt, 3, Sir Owen and 6, Dance Hall Girl.
Well, Mizzy should just win, really. The third placing in the English sprint behind Fiesta and Co. It reads extremely well for a maiden, and that was a soft-rated track, which it gets tonight. Her trials were excellent leading into that first up run, so no surprise to see her run a big race at odds in that English sprint. She drops back to maiden grade, and as Cozzy's just alluded to, there's been 4 scratchings, so the race has fallen away somewhat. 7, Dunbrody Power will give her a good run for her money. It was an excellent run in the Magic Millions maiden, and the form is holding up extremely well from that race through the likes of Rock. 10, Press Box, and 4, a Crondite, 9, 7, 10, and 4.
The third event, 2, Leatherhead, and 7, Helga Out.
Wasn't sure what to do in this race. I've ended up with Great Danger. Only brings sort of Tun Curry and Taree form to town, but looks a progressive type, and when Chris Lees brings them to town, you sort of expect them to run well off this sort of country platform. He's booked James McDonald, and the run was good at Taree last time around, suggesting it's looking for this sort of trip now. So 5 on top. 4 Snaps has been very consistent. This prepper Gosford winner, 2 back, and then tried hard last time around behind Lion's Head. It'll go forward and set the tempo of the race. 9, Misbelief. I just couldn't work her out. She won on debut at Wyong on the 27th. She's now gone 3.5 weeks between runs. She has trialled in between, but it's 15.50 tonight as well. So she was very impressive at Wyong. I just couldn't get my guide on her. The market might tell you more. And I reckon there's one that might run a better race tonight at odds. It's Fun Fact. You'll appreciate the soft track. And quickly stepping up to 15.50.